Lyonesse was the name of a drowned kingdom in the legend of King Arthur. It was entirely mythical. And now doubts are being raised about the reality of its namesake, the loyalty reward scheme, Lyonesse. Is it a global shopping empire or an illegal pyramid scheme ripping off consumers? There's been an Australian arm of Lyonesse for more than 3 years, but the ABC's been told of thousands of dollars worth of investments by members going sour. Tomorrow, the company will be in court to face allegations that it is operating as a pyramid scheme and has engaged in the practice known as referral selling. This story from Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge and Alex McDonald.
Money back with every purchase. Hard cash.
Lyonesse operates out of its headquarters in Austria, and in 10 years, it's reached 46 countries.
And profit immediately. Then, with every purchase made with Lyonesse loyalty partners, you'll receive money back into your personal
bank account.
Lyonesse
offers members cash back when they buy goods at shops that are part of their loyalty network. And if you sign others up, you'll get cash back from their purchases too. A big part of the pitch is getting customers to buy premium memberships to grow their wealth and then sign up other premium members. But in Australia, the company is under a cloud. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission alleges Lyonesse is operating as an illegal pyramid scheme and has breached laws on referral selling. If proven, both accusations would contravene Australian consumer law and penalties can be in the millions of dollars. More than 40,000 Australians are members of Lyonesse, including former colleagues Tony Zita and Paul Mayett, who each invested $3,000. Both Paul and Tony were impressed with what they saw at a Lyonesse presentation in Sydney.
You know, there was literally thousands upon thousands of people joining, and when they said to it, you know, when they told us, like, Woolworths were able to get 6 million people to join their rewards system, it was quite believable that this could actually happen.
But partnerships with some major retailers, such as Woolworths and Harvey Norman, didn't eventuate. Tony and Paul's total investment of $6,000 to buy premium memberships hasn't paid off. Paul says it took them 8 months to receive their membership cards, and by then the scheme's promises had changed.
They haven't been able to deliver on the promises that they made to people like us in order for us to work hard and put the effort in and get some return on the money that we put in. And I don't know of anyone else who was at the time was involved that has actually made any gain of any kind out of it.
Both Tony and Paul hope the ACCC's court action could help them to eventually get their money back. Queensland businessman Grant Powell is also hopeful. He bought premium memberships for himself and two others, and also bought into a Lyonesse program that was launching in Asia and the Middle East. All up, he's invested about $25,000.
They're done wrong by so many people. So many people that were really struggling and really hoped that that would ease their debt burden. They've just lost more money, and they're crooks. They need to be pulled in line.
PM requested an interview with Lyonesse. In a statement, the company says it will vigorously defend itself in court.
Lyonesse rejects allegations raised by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Lyonesse is committed to full compliance with the law and to dealing honestly with Australian consumers. Daily business is not affected. This court action has no effect on Lyonesse members, loyalty merchants or staff, and Lyonesse may be contacted by them in the usual way. Since the proceedings are before the court, Lyonesse will make no further comment to media.
Tom Godfrey from the Consumer Group Choice will be closely watching the court case between the ACCC and Lyonesse. He says consumers should always question where their money is going when they're signing up to any sort of business.
There are lots of different models out there, and some of these are quite complex. And I think as a consumer, if you cannot work out where the money is coming from, where the goods and services are being sold, and you're relying on referral income, then be deeply worried about it and certainly ask questions. I'd also warn the public not to get their family and friends involved in anything that might resemble a pyramid selling scheme, because at the end of the day, it's through their hardship that others are going to profit.
Tom Godfrey from Choice ending that report from Amy Bainbridge and Alex McDonald.